take the roll, please.
Councilmember Eugene Connors is excused. Councilmember Joan Hansen.
Here.
Councilmember Shirley Dowdy.
Present.
Mayor Ronald Ertley.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Anna Klein.
Here.
Councilmember Douglas Dunn.
Here.
Councilmember Serena Sullivan.
Here.
City staff, Richard Marsh, City Manager, Ashley Coronado, City Clerk, Sharon Bono, Finance Director, Andy Braddock, Public Works Director, Albert Orduño, City Attorney.
Thank you. For the invocation tonight, let us turn our thoughts to the innocent civilian population around the planet, but especially in North Africa and the Middle Eastern areas of the globe where there are victims of war, violence, chaos, and hunger. And so to the innocent victims of that part of the world, let us have a moment of silence. Thank you. Let us stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have no announcements tonight, and tonight we have no one signed up for call to the public or agenda items, so we will go to item number one, accounts payable. Do we have a motion?
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $437,927.20.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve accounts payable in the amount of $437,927.20. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Item number two, approval of the consent agenda, items A through L, and I will read those. A, approval of the minutes of the regular session of the Mayor and Council held on August 16, 2016 at 7 p.m. B, approval of the minutes of the regular session of Mayor and Council held on August 17, 2016 at 5:30 p.m. C, approval of the resignation of James Young from the Bisbee Arts Commission and the Civil Service Commission. D, approval of a park facility right-of-way use permit for the Bisbee High School for the use of Cole Avenue, Bisbee Road, Douglas Street, Rupee Avenue, and Arizona Street for a homecoming parade on Friday, September 16, 2016 from 4 to 6 p.m. with possible waiver of fees. E, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by the Bisbee Council on the Arts and Humanities, DBA, the Bisbee Mining and Historical Museum, for an event to be held at the Star Chevrolet Building, 16 Erie Street, Bisbee, Arizona, on Saturday, September 24, 2016, from 6 p.m. till 9:30 p.m., David Smith, applicant. F, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the Arizona Hog Rally Incorporated for the use of Erie Street in Lowell to hold a poker adventure run motorcycle poker run on Friday, October 14, 2016, from 7 a.m. till 5 p.m. G, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the Bratz, B-R-A-T-S, for the use of Main Street to hold an art car parade on Saturday, October 22, 2016, from 11:30 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. H, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by the Douglas Arts and Humanities Association, Incorporated, for an event to be held at the Courtyard, 18 Brewery Avenue, Bisbee, Arizona, on Friday, September 23, 2016, from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., Matthew Cook, applicant. I, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by the Douglas Arts and Humanities Association, INC, for an event to be held at the Courtyard, 18 Brewery Avenue, Bisbee, Arizona, on Friday, October 7, 2016, from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., Matthew Cook, applicant. J, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by the Douglas Arts and Humanities Association, INC, for an event to be held at the Courtyard, 18 Brewery Avenue, Bisbee, Arizona, on Friday, October 28, 2016, from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., Matthew Cook, applicant. K, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by St. Patrick's Church for an event to be held at 100 Quality Hill, Bisbee, Arizona, on Friday, October the 7th, 2016, from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., and Saturday, October the 8th, 2016, from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m., Maria Pitzland, applicant, and L, approval of a liquor license application for Plaza Liquors, located at 9 Bisbee Road, Bisbee, Arizona, John Robert Harris, applicant. Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A through L.
I second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda items A through L. Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Councilmember Dent?
Aye.
Councilmember Sullivan?
Aye.
Mayor Irvin?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item number three, discussion of possible approval to accept the bid from Arizona Correctional Industries, ACI, to produce and install 5 copper-colored steel mesh bus shelters in the amount not to exceed $23,032.15. We'll talk to Char Poirier, Programs Grant Administrator. Char?
Well, good evening, Council, and this is such good news. We've been waiting on this for almost 3 years now. And thanks to SIGO, we'll be able to have the money to make the match to get the bus shelters. In 2014, the Arizona Department of Transportation granted the city $24,000 to purchase and install the shelters, but the city had to come up with a match. And until now, the city wasn't able to meet it. So thanks to SIGO, we now have the funds, and we can put up 5 shelters. These will be larger than what you're used to seeing. These are going to actually be protective of people. They're not little boxes. They're 6 foot wide by 10 foot long by 7 foot high. They're going to be made of a very durable stainless steel with a durable copper finish and a true copper finish. Not, you know, this. I have a sample and I'll pass it around once you see it. But I hate to let it out of my grasp because it's what I wanted. But if they will be. We have located Andy Heratic and I went out one day on the bus and we kind of talked about where we would put them. And one of them we wanted to go out in front City Hall. We have the Bisbee bus that stops here and then Douglas Rides. And in the future we may also have a bus that will take people to Sierra Vista or on to Tucson. So it's kind of an anticipation of these different things. And plus I think it's a good show for the city to have this out front. Another of the locations is down in Naco, which really doesn't have anything down there. We do want to put one in Naco. We want to work with the Copper Queen Hospital so that we can put one there. And then at the fire station on Highway 92 across from Tintown to protect them from the wind and the dust and everything that comes up that way. So we have those 4 locations. We're looking for a 5th. And we're taking suggestions, so if anybody has a suggestion, please feel free to do so. I really look forward to getting these up, and thanks to Andy, we'll be doing that this month. We'll be getting the concrete pads. His guys are going to do the concrete pads, and then the inmates will be coming down to actually do the installation, bolt it to the concrete and everything. All we have to do is provide the concrete, which, of course, is still paid because of the SIGO funds. But I want to show you the copper. I'm proud of this. I've worked. And everybody wanted to give me this dark thing, this dark veiny thing that looked to me like it was just catch dust, and this is what we're getting. We're getting true copper. So that's why I was going to be able to see it.
Oh, that's cool.
I like that. And then with our logo in turquoise blue.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
this is what
they originally wanted. I said,
no.
And all I need is for you to approve the contract and allow me to take this match money. Our match is around $2,300. You know, it's just 10% of this. Of this $23,032.15, we have to pay 10% of that as our match, which will come out of the SIGO funds. So that's the story. Any questions?
Any questions or comments from the council?
No.
Joan, you look like you.
Yes.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
Well, you go ahead.
Council Member Klein, go ahead.
No questions. Just. You know, thank you so much for all your hard work. This is wonderful.
Thank you.
Very nice job. Thank you.
Councilmember Hanson.
I was just wondering what the time frame was. Once this is approved, how long is it going to take them to do the 5? And obviously it's going to be one at a time, but do we have any type of time frame that...
Actually, no, it won't be one at a time. We're hoping the contractor wants to come down and do all 5 at one time.
Okay.
And they want to do it by the end of September. So, because that's the end of the federal fiscal year, so we are hoping and wanting to get it all done by September 30th. And so that October 1st, we have all these new things around and for our citizens to enjoy and our and the visitors and stuff so that they want to get around on our busy bus, which is improving in ridership and in everything. We have the new buses are out there. They're working well. Everything is going really smoothly. So that's my pitch.
Thank you.
Just a quick comment, a very needed and worthwhile event. I extend my appreciation to you, Shar, and those that worked with you on this. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? We have a motion.
I move to accept the bid from the Arizona Correctional Industries to produce and install 5 copper-colored steel mesh bus shelters in the amount not to exceed $23,032.15.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the bid from Arizona Correctional Industries, ACI, to produce and install 5 copper-colored steel mesh bus shelters in the amount not to exceed $23,032.15. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Item number 4, discussion and possible approval to enter into a private-public partnership with the U of A College of Engineering to design a Bisbee-assisted lift delivery system. Andy Heratic, Public Works Director, City of Bisbee.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I came to work this morning, and Mr. Marsh asked me how I was, and I said, I'm not doing very well. He said, what's the matter? And I go, I don't know. I just can't get motivated. And I was having a hard time, but I have a surprise for us tonight, and I met some students from the U of A, and I feel like I've drank 10 cups of coffee. I drank 10 cups of coffee in the last half hour, and now I'm so wound up and excited. Anyway, I want to talk to you tonight, Mayor and Council. I included in my request a memo, and it really is an explanation of how, which I want to read to you, because I was talking to Mr. Marsh about this, and he said, Andy, you have to tell him the story of what happened and how we got here. Let me just start by saying that this discussion started about 4 months ago when City Manager Johnson was here. And so we are now, we've come full circle with it. So I'm going to read the memo to you and kind of tell you the story about how things went. On Thursday, August 25th, 2016, I attended the U of A Engineering 498 Capstone Open House. And what this is really is what the U of A is doing is they're opening up the College of Engineering to every major corporation in America, including, as I heard today, organizations like NASA. One of the guys that signed up for us didn't get on our team. He got put on the NASA team. He wasn't happy about it. I'm glad to hear that. This is big science coming out for the whole world. This is really a big deal, and the U of A really is a leader in the country holding this capstone event. I registered for this event after meeting with Heather Moore, a career development counselor with the U of A College of Engineering. At our initial meeting, which included members of the Streets and Infrastructure Committee, Ramiro Ross, Peter Von Grunlock, Council Representative Joan Hansen, I inquired about an intern program. We also discussed larger projects and how we could partner with the U of A College of Engineering. This idea fell in line with the U of A College of Engineering and their goal to reach out to communities with interns and to do other projects. Bisbee would be the first city in the state to attempt this. They've been working on this for about 5 years. They have not had a taker, and they actually didn't even know how to get out to sell it. When I called them, they ran down here the next day. I said, well, we can do this next week. She goes, no, I'll be down tomorrow morning. They were very excited for this. Since we are the first city in the state, if we're successful, it is a program that can be taken statewide. More important, I've requested that the engineering students allow me to include students from Bisbee High School. I want our students to come out and meet these young men, and I want them to know that they have a future. And just because they live in Bisbee doesn't mean we don't have one and doesn't mean that we're not doing things with engineering in this town. This is a highly engineered town. And I still think it's important that we expose our kids to all of this kind of thing. We're here taking it for granted. Kids this age came with WPA and built this town and engineered it to what it is today. Anyway, I'm at the event, and my table is placed in the corner of the grand ballroom at the Student Union. It's a pretty big room. I was at the furthest corner possible from the front door. If this was the front door, 10,000 square feet later, I was back in that dark little corner. And there were 75 sponsors between me and that corner. And I had a 6-foot table with a little 6x6 card on it and a chair. And as I walked to my table, I went, wow, there's Hewlett-Packard and Raytheon and Caterpillar was there. They had 5-6 tables with special tablecloths and big billboards and I mean, they were really putting on the sale here for these projects, and I thought, And I was really out of my element when I got there. I thought, I hope anybody shows up. I was surrounded by all these, really these big companies, and I really wondered how or if any student would even know to come to our table. At one point I thought, if they don't show up, I'll be off the hook with this whole crazy idea. I was up there for a wedding, so I thought, well, good, if they don't show up, I can just go with my buddies and be done with this, and I don't have to worry about it, and it's one less thing I have to do, and what was I thinking? Being here with all these big companies, who is going to be interested? Well, things changed. The doors opened, and I saw one young man heading in the direction of our table. He was walking a little fast towards the corner of the room. He walked past 75 sponsor tables. I think he stopped at one. Came up to the City of Bisbee table, shook my hand, and said, I want to be on the team that represents a city that considers the well-being of its citizens. The young man actually understood what we were doing. And he said to me, I live here. I'm from here. I want to do something to help and make a difference. And I grew up in Tucson, and I want to be part of this. He understood out of the gate what this was. In fact, he helped clear it up for me. That I know now that I was right by asking, that I'm right by asking for this, because what we really want to do, we want to involve young people, bring them to our town, involve our young people with them, and leave something behind that we can, that we old people will have to use in later years. In the next hour and a half, 36 students talked to me about the project. 27 students signed up, and as you can see, only six, there's five young men here, only six were accepted for this project. In fact, I did hear today that one of the guys that wanted to do this got put on the NASA team. I'm not very happy about it. Once again, I'm glad to hear that. I was so inspired by the 30-plus students and their interest in Bisbee, but things were not over for me. As the event was closing, a woman approached me and said, I wanted to come and see who was here from Bisbee. She introduced herself and told me she was Ernie Rogers' niece. She was from NACO and graduated from Bisbee High School. She married and moved to Tucson. Her husband has earned a doctorate, son a master's degree, daughter's in her second year, and the woman I met was getting her master's. She was also employee at the U of A. Another success story from Bisbee. This is a family, and we all know these people. And when she told me who she was and who she went to high school with, you know her. I mean, and her kids. They are at the U of A, and they are succeeding. She thanked me for bringing Bisbee to the event and confirmed to me that we needed to do this and have our Bisbee High School students there so they could be part of this and realize that they can do this in their own town. So, that was my story for that day. That's how we got there. So now we'll get to the business. So I'm asking you today, and on behalf of the city and the sanitation department, sponsor a program with the U of A College of Engineering. For the there is a fee of this of $10,000. This money will come out of the sanitation fund. We recommend approval to enter into a private-public partnership with the U of A College to design a Bisbee Assist lift delivery system. Most of the businesses in the city are located along the floor of the valley. Residents who live in homes built on the slopes of the surrounding hills have difficulty carrying household items up and down these stairs. The purpose of this project is to design a simple conveyor system for one sample street, or i.e. a run of stairs, to help residents to transport items such as trash, recyclables, groceries, fire, and firewood up and down the stairs. The system would need to carry a minimum of 100 pounds. I think that's too heavy. It must feature a container large enough to hold a minimum load. Dimensions will be specified later. And the container must be able to travel along geared, belted, or chain-powered system right next to the staircase. The system must have some type of calling system, as in an elevator for the user to summon the container to the top or the bottom of the staircase. The electrical system and machinery must be easy to maintain. The system must also be adaptable to fit staircases in different locations with certain standard features that can be easily approved by the city's building inspector. We did go up to the initial site today that we were looking at. I didn't pick an easy one. I picked a very difficult one. We have a year of rigor to get through on this project to make sure that it meets building code and other design specifications. And we hope the goal would be to then actually build one. What we want to be left with is a system or a design that any citizen can come to the city and say, I'm having a hard time getting my groceries up the hill. In fact, this is how this came about. And when I was approached, I said, I can only talk to you about this if you hire an engineer and bring me an engineered proposal, and then we will have to hire an engineer and take it through some rigor to make sure that it works. It made it so cost prohibitive that the citizen wasn't able to do that. You all know what it costs for engineering services because we've come to you for years and asked you for that money for engineering services. So basically what we're doing with the U of A is we're using them as the engineering service. The fee we're asking for is $10,000. It will be paid for out of the sanitation fund, and I might say without having an increase to our customers. And that's how we'll go ahead and fund this. So what I'm asking you for today is permission to fund this project and with this group of young men from the U of A College of Engineering.
Any questions or comments from the council? Council Member Hansen.
First of all, thank you for going through with this. I've had the privilege of sitting in with the University of Arizona representative when they came to us, and they're very, very excited about this, and this is just a win-win situation. Now, is this the one-year or the two-year project?
As it turns out, Heather didn't quite give us all the information correctly, but there is no two-year program. It is a one-year program.
Okay.
So they put six people on the team because they've got to get this done, and they've got to get it done in 1 year, two semesters. In their 7 years of doing this, they have had one unhappy customer, and they told me about that customer and told me to call that customer and talk to her and ask her why she wasn't happy. They have had over 600 successful competitions and projects that have been that are complete. When Councilman Hansen and I were talking to them, one of the things that really intrigued us was the self-healing concrete that these Brainiac kids came up. Concrete cracks, it's got nanotechnology in it, it then liquefies, seals up its crack, and then it hardens again. No more cracked sidewalks in city streets. One thing that happens from this, and I want you to know, the city will own this technology after it's developed. The U of A wants no part of proprietorship. Nobody's name in this room will go on this. We will be able to register this, and it will be owned by the city of Bisbee. You will own this technology. You will own this design. You can decide what to do with it if other cities want it or need it. But this will be available. My dream would be that this would be available free for any citizen in the city who would like to build it. But we can give them something that they can count on and that we can count on as well. So that would be the idea behind this.
And the other thing is that this allows people, as they're growing older, to be able to stay in their homes, even though they have a number of steps that they have to go up. I moved to Warren because of the fact that it was just getting more difficult going up the steps with groceries and cat sand and all of that other stuff. This is something that people can, potentially live in their homes.
And stay in their home. And, the mayor's brought up, and we've heard this many times, we know how many people a day are retiring, and we want them here. But we have to make this work for them and these young people. So we have to come up with a system that we can say to people, yeah, I know we know it's tough. We have a system. This is what we've come up with as a city. So that is what this is about. This is to help our seniors stay in place.
Council Member Dowdy.
Have you identified Bisbee High School students to work with the U of A students?
Not yet. That's up. The superintendent will. I'll talk to the superintendent. We needed to get everything approved and get all of our ducks in line. They know it's coming. We just needed to wait to see what we were going to end up with, and then I'll go see the superintendent, and I'll ask him to assign a couple of students, three or four students. I have been approached by two already, but I told him they'd have to wait until I could talk to the superintendent.
Councilmember Sullivan.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Andy, once again, for going above and beyond your job description and just amazing me always with all these things you come up with and networking and ties and always trying to do the best thing you can for the city. So thank you. And I'm really excited. I hope we can work with these students and create our own engineered lift system for Bisbee. But with the $10,000, is that price supposed to afford the actual building of the first one?
No, that's the design. It's strictly design. And then we will build the first one out of materials from sanitation. But the build part of it will be part of our operational costs in sanitation. And what we really, one of the directions I've given these men is to, it's got to be simple and it's got to be cheap. I don't want, and they know this, I don't want to come forward and say, okay, well, I can build that up 55 steps, it'll cost you $100,000. None of us can afford that. It's got to be inexpensive. Basically, what we'll be doing is, and we've heard this term before, it didn't always work out for us, but we'll be value engineering this as we go. I'll be working with a team of young people who I've given them a direction. They know how simple I want it to be. And we will be, as they're designing, we'll be building. In fact, today they came, they wanted, they're ready to come up and do it out of plywood tomorrow. We gotta wait a little bit. We need to see something. Interestingly, now I left this out. The dean called me, and he's an engineer, right? And he was expressing to me what happened when they presented this program and they had these guys in the room. And he says to me in his very droll voice, he goes, "The atmosphere in the room this morning was electric." Well, that was a big statement coming out of an engineer. Atmosphere and electric. So when he said it, I went, well, he was more excited about this than he could really let me know. But that was pretty exciting coming from an engineer. So they were really excited about this too.
I have one other question.
Councilmember Dowdy.
How are you going to decide where this is going to go first?
We are taking it to the spot where the citizen came to me and wanted it and was trying to figure out how to do it. The citizen has also been given a sum of money from her church to help construct it. Mm-hmm. We will be asking that citizen to participate along with the another man here in town who she brought with her, who has some engineering experience. So what we'll be saying to them is that all right, we're going to come up with the engineering to make this work, and we would like to build it here first, and that you'll have to contribute the donation that was made to you. She wasn't given a lot of money, but she was given enough. They don't know the amount. I do. I know what the materials will cost. So as they're producing this project, I'll know how this fits in to what one single woman in Bisbee who doesn't have a big income can afford. And so that's how I picked Shirley. And you know, I've been doing this in Bisbee. Even when I did rollouts for garbage, I found 3 90-year-old women and said, "You got to pick the next container for me." So the truth is, we have a lot of women aging in place in this town, mm-hmm. and that really is the market I was initially going for, and that's who I'm looking to protect as much as anybody. But it'll go up off OK Street.
Just curious.
Yeah. No. We looked at it, Shirley. In fact, we were lucky enough. Today I walked up, I was a little nervous about this, but there's a power pole at the top of the stairs, which I didn't know that when we went to look. I can't tell you how grateful I was that pole was up there, because that means we have electricity, and I didn't know how that part was going to work, but it worked out.
Councilmember Klein.
I think this is really exciting and interesting, and thank you for all your work on it. Mm-hmm. And are these young men our team?
They are, and I'd like to introduce them to you. Do you want me to do it after we vote on this, or should we do it before, or?
I
you want to meet him?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, if you come up here.
Yes, it's small. Yeah, you only have to do this 3 or 4 times. Yes. Come on, I want you to meet the whole council. So come on up here and tell everybody you your name, because I don't know everybody's names either.
So I'm Scott Payne, like the major. I'm the one guy not from Arizona, I'm from New Hampshire. Kind of grew up in a small town with mountains, problems. So that was actually what drew me into this project, was knowing the small town. I was a volunteer firefighter for a little while and everything else. So I understand, you know, the difficulties that small towns have with stuff like this. So that was my draw.
And tell them how you're in school.
What do you mean?
You're on scholarships.
You mean my job? I'm also an active duty component in the Navy. I've been in for a little over 11 years. They sent me back here. I was enlisted for 11 years. And they've sent me back here on active duty to gain commission, which the completion of this project will be the capstone that I need to finish the degree and gain my commission. So
God bless you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I know Roberto because he's the one that actually showed up first.
good evening, everybody. I'm Roberto Berrigan. So I'm from Tucson. I wasn't born there, but I've lived in Tucson for about 14 years. So as Andy was mentioning before, this project really, really spoke to me and stuck out to me for that reason. Going into my final year, I'm ecstatic to be able to contribute something that I ultimately will see materialize and be functional within the community. So that's a little bit of background about me and my involvement in this. So coming down here today, I'm even more excited than I can. It seems like a lovely town, and I'm glad to be on board.
Thank you.
This young man, he told me how we were going to do this at the table. His professor told him to talk to him and tell him he had to wait and draw it for
him. Good evening. I'm Martin. I do as much as I can for the community around me, no matter what, be it teaching math at the university or flying all the way to China to teach English as an engineer, which seems weird. So when I read the list of projects, I saw stuff that I knew was like actually physically like impossible. Like physically impossible, so like 3D printing organic tissue to like make a 3D printed part and stuff. And that's maybe possible in zero gravity, but I know that's not possible on Earth. So when I saw this project, I saw it's not only a way for us to help a community, but like make something that's actually like feasible and usable. So, yeah.
Thank you.
This is the quietest boy yet.
I'm Wesley Lee. I was born in Tucson, Arizona. I'm a chemical engineer. I thought the project was really interesting because it's like directly to the community, unlike some of the other projects. Like the 3D printing. Yeah. I found it like today was really interesting seeing all the different like staircases and how we're going to solve that. Like different variations of them. Yes.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's Aaron. A lot of what the other guys were saying, like the big image drew me to this was really finding like a solution for like, you can actually see the application of this project and what it's going to use for, whether it's the 3D printing and a bunch of the other ones, like a virtual reality headset, like things that, that don't have like real world application, they're not benefiting anyone. It's kind of like cool projects to work on, I guess. But this is, yeah, something that I really thought would be helpful.
Thank you.
One of the things that Dean said to me is that, and Professor O'Clark decided there was some jostling at the university of who's going to be the professor in charge of our project, because our project represents, as Professor O'Clark said, real engineering. You can't graduate the College of Engineering if you can't do the basic. If you can't get through this project, you're not going to be an engineer, because everything we're asking them to do are all the principles in basic engineering. It isn't something made up. All the students I talked to, the one thing they were most excited about was actually being able to do something that they could see completed. Most students don't see the completion of these projects. So that's what made ours a little more unique and I guess interesting for all these young men.
Mr. Hraddick, let me thank you very much for organizing and putting this together. And to the five young men from the University of Arizona, we're very pleased and delighted to have you in town and also to be working on this particular project. I'm very impressed with what's coming about here tonight. I'm very, very happy about this.
Thank you.
Also, yeah. It seems to me is that we might be having ourselves another stair climb, perhaps. So,
yeah, Mayor, I just want to echo that.
Councilmember Dunn.
I certainly appreciate this relationship with the University of Arizona. As I started thinking about this, I started raising questions and critiquing this, and I'll look forward to sharing those and challenging the group as you work through this. So. I think this is just a wonderful project.
I just had one slight little question. Let's say there's five houses up a stairway. Would it be able to stop at each one? I'm not sure how this... It will. They're all nodding in agreement. I believe them.
That's one of the big challenges. They said, well, how many houses will be on? I said, some will be one, some will be five or seven.
Yeah.
And so they're already talking about a call system. How do I get it up to the third house and get it back down? Or how do I get it to the third house and then back up to the fifth house? But they're thinking of that, and it's the brainiac young engineers that will pull us out of this. That's what I'm looking forward to. But that's questions they've asked you. All your questions, get them to me. Because let's don't let them get away with anything until they've designed the absolute best product that we can. So any questions or concerns, get them to me so I can get them to the team so we can get this stuff answered straight.
Well, one other little question. It's in the presentation here. 100 pounds minimum, I'm not sure exactly what that precisely means.
I think it's too much weight. I don't think the basket or the hopper should carry more than about 60 or 65 pounds.
Okay.
We've got a lot of things to think about. I will tell you that I told them the first thing they have to figure out is how to keep me off of it. Because you know, if I were a kid here, I'd be up and down that thing in a minute. Mm-hmm. they've come up
that's
with ways where
they're
we all get on it, right?
That's mine.
So that's part of what we need to talk about is how we they came up today with a way for me not be able to sit on the hopper, which we were sitting scarcely. Figured that out after we gave them the challenge. It took about an hour. It's got to have limits on it. I think 50, 60 pounds is enough on any one trip. Because once you start getting more than that, then you're going to have, we're going to be challenged by people thinking it's okay to put a baby on it or put their dogs in it, and that stuff isn't okay.
Right.
We've come up with some ideas already to make it so you can't get anything in it. You've got to do it through the side, through a small door. It's almost hard to get it in so that you can't be sneaking people or things in it. But I think 100 pounds is too much in there. In some cases, maybe it isn't. Maybe we'll have to talk about this. If you were building a house up on Bee Mountain, you might need 100 pounds to get up the hill. But we'll have to talk to them about it and how we limit it or how we deal with that. Just like some of our bridges, all of our bridges are marked the same weight. It doesn't mean that's all they can carry. That was a good, safe weight, and it was easier to take the lowest weight with the weakest bridge and work forward from there. So we'll be doing the same kind of thought with this, and that is we'll have a minimum weight that we think that we've all come up with and think is safe, but it will probably be engineered to carry much more than that. But we'll have to talk about that and then what that application is and how we use it. But this is so exciting because we actually have something to talk about to help us really in Old Bisbee, even to consider now building a house up on a terrace. We could actually think about maybe selling a lot because we'll have a way to get a bag of concrete up those 30, 50, 60 stairs. So it's all part of what we have. So any questions? And everything is relative to this because we're starting from the ground up. We have a chance to do whatever we want at this point, and they'll tell us what we can't do.
And so only that house or houses on that particular stair would have access to some sort of a code that would activate it.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's interesting. Some sort of a code instead of just a regular call button. So you've already got your first question. Thank you. First two, and that second one about how we get it up to push the button, and maybe it's a code. That's a great one. So that's the kind of stuff we need to hear moving forward.
Any other questions or comments from the council? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve to enter into a private-public partnership with the University of Arizona College of Engineering to design a Bisbee-assisted lift delivery system. Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve to enter into a private-public partnership with the U of A College of Engineering to design a Bisbee-assisted lift delivery system. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, gentlemen. Andy, phenomenal. Next, we are going to go to the city manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor. And if I can divert a moment, Andy, thank you so much. And Andy's told me a lot about you guys before tonight, and it's such a pleasure to meet you. And one thing I heard was a current theme through each of your presentations is that you want to help and make a difference. You're extraordinary, guys. I'm so pleased to have had the opportunity to meet you and looking forward to seeing you around our town. Thank you so much. Mayor, the report I have is regarding a preliminary discussion we're having with Lurier? Lura? I don't know, mess her name up. Yeah, and Doug Grime regarding a Bisbee mineral show. After discussion with John Acosta with Freeport MacMoran, who had this idea, we had a group of staff persons, including Andy and Sharon and also Robert from Freeport MacMoran and also John Acosta, to talk about why not have a mineral show in Bisbee. And then after hearing a presentation by Doug Grime at the manager's mayor's luncheon, where he mentioned things such as this, and he wrote it out for me, that Bisbee is known, the Queen Mine is known for minerals that are represented in all the major natural history museums in the world, that Bisbee Natural, the British Natural History Museum in London, the American Museum of Natural History in New York, the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles County, the Harvard Natural History Museum, the Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History. And Bisbee has produced the largest amounts of lead, zinc, and magnesium. And Bisbee ranks as the 10th largest silver production in the U.S. And Bisbee ranks as the 10th largest copper production in the U.S. He also went on to say that there's 327 different minerals, specimens found in Bisbee, and only a handful of places in the world can say this. And there's 8 new mineral specimens found, discovered in Bisbee as well. He also mentioned that there are the doctoral thesis at the University of Arizona, in fact, are studying the history of minerals here in Bisbee. With all these great facts about Bisbee, which many of you are probably already know, but they're new and fascinating to me, we began to say, why not have a mineral show here in Bisbee? So the leaders of this team are Andy, Jen, and also Doug, and they're planning it at the end of April, between the end of April, mid-May of next year. Haven't firmed up the date yet. It will be housed over at the Queen Mine at this point. It's being proposed inside and out in the parking lot. And another portion of the show, which would include local vendors and also an educational historical component where people can hear and understand more about the history of Bisbee. There will be vendors along the old Bisbee area corridor as well. Early preliminary stage right now, but we at least wanted to make their introduction and let the community know that this is what's being talked about, and we look forward to bringing more information to you as things materialize regarding the mineral show here in Bisbee.
Yeah. Councilmember Klein?
Just a comment. We used to have a gem and mineral show years ago, mm-hmm. and it was an annual thing. Mm-hmm. So it'll be nice to get back to that. So thank you for your work on that.
Thanks for telling me that. Yeah, I heard that. Thank you.
So I believe this concludes the city manager's report. Do we have a motion?
Mayor?
Councilmember Dunn?
Councilman Klein and I were discussing. I think attaboys are not a discussion, so if we want to make an attaboy.
Let me quickly defer over to the city attorney on this.
That's fine, yeah.
Okay. I just want to keep everybody covered.
Klein and I attended the meet and greet for employees, and it was just a superb event. I just want to publicly acknowledge that, and the feedback has been very good, and I wish everyone... I wasn't sure whether I was invited or not. I'm certainly glad that Diana and I showed up because it was just a premier event. So thank you for doing this.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, and I want to thank Ashley and Nina once again for pulling off a wonderful event. We really appreciate you two. We really do. Thank you, Councilman Dunn and Councilman Klein.
Do we have a motion?
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. This meeting is adjourned.